Lamentations, Chapter 4. How has the gold become dim? How has the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out into the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the sea monsters draw out the breasts, and they give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people have become cruel like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the sucking child cleaves to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young child asks for bread, and no man breaks it for them. They who did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They who were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, who was overthrown like in a moment, and no hand stayed upon her. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies, and their polishing was that of a sapphire. Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaves to their bones. It is withered. It is become like a stick. They that are slain with the sword are better than they have been slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have sodden their own children. They were their food in the destruction of the daughter of my people. Yahweh has accomplished his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger, and has kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured the foundations of it. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her, they've wandered like blind men in the streets, and they've polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. They cried to them, "Leave! It is unclean! Depart, depart! Do not touch!" And when they fled away and wandered, they said amongst the heathen, "They will no more travel there." The anger of Yahweh has divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests, and they did not favor the elders. And as for us, our eyes as yet failed for our vain help, and in our watching we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps so that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled, for our end has come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of Yahweh, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, "Under his shadow we will live amongst the heathen." Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, who dwells in the land of Uz. The cup will also pass through to you. You will be drunken, and you will make yourself naked. The punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry you away into captivity. He will visit your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover your sins. End of chapter.